Boy Sports Recap. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
You didn't bring me any soup and grilled cheese today.
I could have. You could have texted me. I know.
You know what's funny? I didn't have time to eat today either. I'm so hungry right
text
now.
Text me anytime. I'll bring it.
I'm like seriously salivating thinking about it. Phenomenal tomato bisque.
I was at work today for a little bit. Not working well.
Hello?
Producing a... We're going to have a big announcement soon.
What?
Yeah, don't worry. You'll know about it soon.
Really?
Yep.
Does it involve you personally or Big Boy?
Big Boy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, what can I be personally? I'm too old to have any more kids,
I'm not even
going to
touch that one with a 10-foot pole. Not even coming close. So. Yeah. Let's talk sports. All right, so...
Let's hear you whine a little more about Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman went to the Yankees.
I really wanted him.
I mean, he's back with the Yankees.
Right? 5 years, $86 million they gave him. So I thought they were going to go after Bryce Harper. Maybe they still will.
Did you know that he wanted 5 years, $100 million? So he really took a lot less than what he had asked for originally.
He must have faith in the Yankees. Well, the Yankees farm system...
No, because 5 years, $86 million is not a lot of money or anything.
Yeah, right. Keep in mind, about half of that's gone to their agent and taxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God,
sorry,
could you live up $43 million?
Million? 5 years, man, I'd blow through that so quick. I wouldn't even know how to spend that kind of money. Anyway. So no Aroldis Chapman in a... Old English D at this point, anyway.
No.
One thing I do want to say, since you started with baseball, I do want to say that it is kind of by circumstance that the Tigers are winning at the winter meetings. Now, here's what I mean by that.
They're winning?
They are winning. If you look at all of the trades that have happened inside the Central Division.
Yeah, Adam Eaton traded to the Nationals.
Chris Sale's gone.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
It's by attrition. The Tigers are looking really good right now, and Alavila hasn't done anything. I don't know. I think that's interesting.
Yeah. A lot of strange little signings, too, like the Cubs signed closer Wade Davis from the Royals. That was strange. And the Red Sox have brushed off all rumors of David Ortiz coming back after his
Really?
Yes.
That's funny.
We talked about that yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That he posted.
My boy Chris Sale to Beantown? Y'all got me thinking. Anyway. I don't know. We'll see if the Tigers do anything. But at this point, I actually kind of like the way they're looking for the division. But that's not enough for me at this point, though. I don't want them to just win the Central. I want them to win a World Series. They're not like the Red Wings right now. Red Wings, I just want to make the playoffs. The Tigers, it's time.
Okay. Here it is, Adam. You're a Lion fan. Is it time for them?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm so hesitant. It's almost like I'm scared.
Okay. I listen to NFL radio all the time.
Yeah, but they...
And that's all they're talking about is Matthew Stafford.
Well, you weren't talking about him. You were bagging on him 4 weeks ago. Just saying.
And I have not bagged on him since,
have
I?
You have rescinded, yes.
Yes. He's playing good. They still got to prove to me that they can go on. They have proven they go on the road and beat the Saints, okay? But the Saints are not a playoff team. They got to go on the road and beat the Giants and go on the road and beat the Cowboys.
Here's what was impressive about the Saints win. It had nothing actually to do with the offense.
No.
Because the Saints' defense is not that good. But their offense is a powerhouse. And what did the Lions do? They shut them down.
Yeah, 13 points. No touchdown passes for Drew Brees for the first time in 60 games.
That's what's giving me tremendous amount of hope, and I hope it's not false hope. But this is a big weekend. I mean, I know it's just the Bears, and it's the biggest spread of the year. It went down a half a point from what I'm seeing. They're only at 8-point favorites now.
And now I see 7.5, so I don't know. We'll see. And you also did see that Justin Forsett, who they cut, has been signed by the Denver Broncos now.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm just trying not to get too excited about it. Do you blame me? I'm trying to not get...
No, I don't blame you. You've been a lifelong Lion fan.
I know, man.
What was it, 91 the last time they won a playoff game?
93.
I think it was 91.
Well, no, 93 was the Mike Utley year, right? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. All I'm saying is it's just so hard being a Lion fan. And speaking of which, the only team at this point to go 0-16, we're going to see if RG3 is going to be able to keep the Cleveland Browns from joining those ranks. Because that's the only thing that Cleveland has yet to accomplish in the basement like the Lions have.
Brady Quinn, you remember him?
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame.
He came on the air the other day and guaranteed the Browns would beat the Bengals this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
With
RG3. How do you guarantee that a team that's 0-12 is going to win a game?
Do you know that I looked at the Vegas line, and it is exactly the same today as it was yesterday since they announced RG3 is going to play? It's the same! I don't know what to say. Other than if the Browns end up going 0-16, I will recognize them as one of the losingest NFL organizations like my lowly Lions were.
Were.
At this point, yeah.
Okay. I did look it up because my memory does serve me correct. The last time they won in the playoffs was 1991.
It was 91? Okay.
Yes, they've been in the playoffs.
That was the Mike Utley
seven
year.
Times
Wayne
since.
Fonts. Dallas Cowboys.
But here's the other thing. The year after Barry Sanders left, they went 8-8 and made the playoffs. Now the year after Calvin Johnson leaves,
they're 8-4.
Yeah.
What do you think they're
going to
finish this year? What do you think they're going to finish this year? And then what are the Packers going to finish?
I hope it comes down to the last game, but I'm starting to believe.
What do you think? I don't know what you hope. What do you think?
Well,
say it.
I think the Packers are going to be 8-7 going into the last game, and I think the Lions are going to be 9-6, and it's going to mean the division. And if it gets flexed to that Sunday night game, you might be seeing yours truly buying a plane ticket to go to that game.
Really? Yeah. In Detroit?
Yes.
I wish I could afford to go with you.
8:30. We could drive. Is that 8:30 at night?
I could afford
that.
It's
New Year's Day. It's New Year's Day, though.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
It's a matter of getting back to do the show, then. And now, there's so much logistics. You just made my head explode right there. Because the hope in me just went, Big Boy Sports Recap.
Hey, if you want to go, I'll drive and pay for the gas.
I don't mind driving.
Okay, you drive, I'll pay
it's
for the gas.
It's the ticket price that I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Utley was the 91 year, beat the Cowboys 38-6, lost the Redskins 41-10 in the NFC Championship.
You're making my head spin right now.
You're making my head spin. My buddy Dean just texted me that. There you go.
Way to go, Dino. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. We got lots of little tidbits to talk about, including a little bit of Red Wings news.
And pick tonight's game.
That too.
A big game.
We'll do that right when we come back. Second half coming up. It's the Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
The Doghouse.
It's going to be rocking downtown tonight, I think.
It's the bar crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good boy.
We've been in a bar, and there's been four people in there, and all of a sudden there's 200 people in there.
Yep. But get into the Doghouse tonight either way. Enjoy some nice warm food, including that rice ball I haven't tried yet.
Mm-hmm.
That your wife said was pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you like the wings.
Yeah.
I like everything I've tried there, to be honest with you.
The beer's good, too.
And the TVs are crisp.
Yes.
All right, so let's pick tonight's game, first of all.
I think it's funny, you Lion fans. You remember everything about something that happened in 91.
Shut up. It's all I got. Why do you want to make fun? It's all I got. What, do you want to pick on poor people for being poor? It's the same point. Jeez.
Wow.
91, that's all I got.
Okay.
So, that being said, tonight's
game.
So,
the 25-year anniversary of the playoffs this year. Of a winning playoff, sorry.
Yeah, we made a playoff.
Yeah.
We didn't win a game. My embargo will end as soon as they win a game. I will buy a single piece of Lions swag every time they win a playoff game. That's my promise.
What about if they win the Super Bowl?
Oh. I'll have a soft man cry, first of all. I'll tell you that. All right, so let's talk about tonight's game. I am very concerned about tonight's game because, you know, I've been on the Oakland Raiders train all year long.
Yes.
And I want to continue to be, but two things. One, Derek Carr's pinky was dislocated 11 days ago.
And it's fine.
But he hasn't taken a snap all week.
It's fine.
He's going to be
taking...
They
said he's fine.
I don't know about that.
Anyway.
But why is the line minus 3.5 in favor of Kansas City?
3 points to home team. So really, it's a half point.
Still.
Why? Because since Andy Reid's been there, he's 6-1 against the Raiders. Alex Smith, 8-1 against the Raiders.
Who are you taking
there? You're taking the Chiefs.
You got it all figured out?
Taking the Chiefs. They're at home.
I got to take the Chiefs, too.
I
was going to do that.
Raider bandwagon.
I really was.
Ride or Tushy Bucks. Yeah, that's just, exactly what you've been saying every week about the Raiders.
But I don't think it would be smart for me to take the Raiders tonight. I really don't. And you know what? I actually hope that I'm wrong about this.
I don't. I like the tied at the division at 10-3, two teams.
Yeah, but I don't care about the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Oakland Raiders. I had an Oakland Raiders helmet when I was a kid.
I'm in the playoffs in two of my fantasy leagues, and I have Spencer Ware in both of them.
Well,
should I start Travis Kelce today?
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by, we'll talk about the Red Wings tomorrow because they don't play tonight. I'm
Big
dumb.
Boy.
It's the Outdoor Show.